that across the board.
For me,
I won't say across the board.
And I think we need to get back to the
state. Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening! Hello, 2013 and Season 3 of Amongst Friends. And with 2003 come new things, new hosts, new ideas. It's going to be on and popping this year. I am so excited that we have secured a new host on the show who goes by Q or Uncle Q or however you want to do it. Q, go ahead and say hello to the people.
Really, I'm just ready to get it on, keep it moving, that's all.
And then coming back for our second season, we have the Jester.
H-U-M-P. Humping.
All right, and then we have Joey.
What's up?
and then, of course, as always, because I ain't going nowhere until they take me out kicking and screaming, you got Deidre up in this camp. And so let me go ahead and break down the rules for you tonight. Now, if you've never heard us before, this is your first time listening, how about you write down this number, 760-683-2662. That number will get you into the line, and that will give you the opportunity to, one, listen, or two, if you have a question or comment, you just press the number one. That will alert us that you would like to be on the line. And then you get to come on and say whatever it is. Now, if you're not able to call in, you can also log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. There you can listen to the show from your computer. Now, this is where it really gets hot. If you want to be interactive with the cast, why don't you go on over to Facebook, type Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show in your search engine, ask to join the group, and then throughout the show, you can talk live or comment live in the Facebook group just in case you're a little bit shy. So, again, you can hit us up in the group. You can call us at 760-683-2662, or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. And that's how we get down. Now, I can't forget, and you know I had to save the best for last, because she be wrecking it left and right. And I do believe she said sometime earlier this week, she said, she's going to be a trick bag, but we don't know her. So we welcome back Heather to the show.
Hey, Deidre. Hey, Joey.
Hi.
I miss my Joey.
Okay. Save all that. People don't care.
Oh, Lord, it's Heather. Oh, shoot, Heather. Wow.
Jeff, that's why we're in divorce court now. With a baby on the way.
Okay, see, we starting off all wrong right now. So let's go ahead and jump into tonight's topic. And tonight's topic, we're bringing it in easy for you. Make it a little light and, not too controversial. So tonight we're going to talk about love and lust and what are your turn-ons. In this 2013, we're talking about what turns us on. What are those things, whether it be from a man, whether it be from a woman, what are those things that turn you on? What gets your juice going?
Mm.
So we're going to jump right on in, and I'm going to ask the fellas. It's 2013. You got your big booty Judy's. You got your women putting semen in their booties. What turns you on?
Who wants to go first?
Whoever.
Okay. This, what turns me on is, you know, I'm going to say cerebral cat. So, what?
Everything.
Anyway.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're cute. Real funny. Not. I think what turns me on is it's a mixture. You know, there's the common sense, there's the intelligence, there's, of course, physical beauty. There's sensuality and there's sexuality. All those have to be combined into one big ball. So it's a combination of a whole lot of things. And she got to be thick. I can't do skinny women. I'm sorry. Give me at least a size 10 and we're in heaven.
Okay, so let me just pause right there and let y'all know that one of the topics for this year is the psyche of a chubby chaser. Okay, now we go back on it. What were you saying, Q?
See? Why you got to go? Okay. No, I'm just saying, you know, it's all that is common sense, intelligence, physical beauty, sensuality, sexuality, intelligence, you know, inside of a size. Give me a size 12 female. That's what does it for me. That's love and lust for me.
Okay. It sounds like you want the full package. Come on, Jeff. Tell us what you want.
And she has to be a freak.
So wait, back up just for a minute. What's a freak? What does that mean?
That means somebody who has to meet me at the conference table, like sexually. You know, bring all your game to the table. I'm bring all mine, and we'll just combine the two together.
Okay. That don't tell me what a freak is, but okay, since you don't want to tell us. So, Jeff, you go ahead and come with it.
Wow. Let's see. I'm down with the pretty girls. I'm a chess man. Word up.
You say chess man. Give me a size, dude. Give me a size, brother. Give me a size.
Oh, 36 feet and up.
Okay.
So if you double up on me, yeah, we gotta go hard.
Why am I feeling like this is Amongst Friends Men Edition, and this is, you know, y'all just going in and just talking guy talk, you know.
Deidre, you asked the guys first.
I know,
guys.
But I'm just saying, I mean, you know, okay.
I mean, I didn't know we were supposed to break down our answers in Dr. Phil voice. I'm sorry, my bad. I didn't know we were supposed to do that.
Whatever. Heather, what is it that a man needs to do for you?
What turns me on about a man or what he needs to do for me? Those are two different things.
Okay, well, you know what the topic is for tonight, so figure it out.
I mean, I think the thing that turned me on about a man, first of all, is his lips. Like, I am enthralled with men's lips. It's crazy. But their lips, shoulders, like, I need to see that V. When I look at them from the back, I need to see a V. So the shoulders are the top and it comes, like, in, but it needs to be accentuated.
Back up, Heather. Are we talking about soup coolers? Are we talking about...
No,
like,
I'm talking about, like, kissable lips, not big soup coolers. Just, it's hard to describe, just nice lips that look like they're kissable, they're tasteable, you can bite them, you can suck them.
Tasteable?
tasty.
Okay.
Like, those are just the kind of things that I'm attracted to. Like, it's weird. Like, I don't necessarily prefer lighter men. So, like, the darker a man is, the more he'll probably have my attention.
Okay.
Well, he's not going to be able to talk. Messing around with you, he's going to be biting his lips and...
I know. Screaming
yeah.
For all the scratches you're going to put on his shoulder blades.
Yes, I have a lips.
What?
Have I ever bit your lips?
Oh.
Oh, shoot. Here we go.
No.
Okay.
Here we go.
Is this amongst friends truth or dare? Jeff, is there
no.
You would like to disclose?
No, not at all. Please. Jeff is my
saying.
Friend.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I'm just saying, like, don't insinuate that men need to be afraid because I'm going to be out biting their lips.
Right. Okay.
I was just thinking, you know, there's going to be a guy that's going to come up to you tomorrow and going to be like, I got some kissable lips, boo.
I pray not. I did meet a guy. Hold on, though. I did meet a guy who listened to our show.
You did?
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of strange. He knew somebody that I knew, but I didn't know him. But
mm-hmm.
He told me he listened to the show. He had his own personal comments, but it was nice.
Okay. Okay, so you like darker and nice lips, and that's it? That's also, I mean, there's a lot of those out there, Heather, so you just turned on all day, every day.
No, not necessarily. I'm just saying that those are like the three things that would get my attention.
Okay. And that's it? Wait, you said three things. Okay, lips, chocolate, and what else? I missed some.
I said the V.
Oh, the V in the back. Okay. Oh, that's what's up. I'm
so
definitely.
Dina, what's yours?
I was just going to say, I'm definitely feeling the lips. I've seen a couple of guys, you know, because some of these guys be posting their lips and stuff, and I'd be just like, I need to go pray. Because I can bite a lip and suck a lip and all this kind of stuff. But let me tell you what really gets me just like, what you want to do, boy? Is a man who is confident in who he is. Like, he come in and, you know, you just know that by him walking in the room, his presence is announced. That is sexy as hell. That's better than a man in a suit, a man in a uniform, a man with some cologne. If he walks in that room and he's confident about who he is, he can get the digits just on confidence alone.
Yeah, that's attractive.
And then if he's 6'4" and above, he just get cool points just because.
Just being 6'4".
Just by being 6'4", you get props this way.
Okay.
I mean, but you have to understand that I am someone who loves to rock a 4, 5, 6-inch heel, and I stand at 5'9". So I want to be able to rock the heels and still look up. So, yeah. That's real hot for me. What'd you say? Don't be smart.
No, I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Don't forget to ask Brother Joey.
Brother Joe.
Yes.
Come on and tell us what it is.
It's a number of things that attracts me to a woman. But one of the biggest things that's always been out there for me has been a smile. I just think a woman with a beautiful smile, straight teeth, no rotten teeth, no stank breath. Because, you know, you can look at somebody and tell if their breath stink or not. So, or at least I've gotten that.
No. What does that look like, Joey?
You ever seen somebody from afar that lips just look real tight? They just look real tight, and it's not because they had a facelift. It's just because they trying to hold their own stank breath in. Or if you see somebody who eyes just blinking uncontrollably, and it's not because they have a nervous tic. It's because they trying their best to divert the breath from hitting somebody else's face. So, yeah. But a woman with a beautiful smile has always been one that turned me on. But, of course, like my brothers was talking about, you know, breast, booty, that's always the clincher. But as I got older, confidence has definitely become something that really turns me on about a woman is their confidence. It's just, I'm not attracted to a woman at all. And I'm talking about she could be a model, she could be, you know, somebody just hot, but they don't speak well of themselves, they don't love themselves. Like, I am just not attracted to low self-esteem or low self-confidence. I just like a woman that she's like, look, even if she's thick, she's like, look, I'm big, but I'm sexy, and I love me. Man, that turns me on. I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm in your face. I'm looking at you, and I'm like, go ahead with your bad self. Because you just, and it's not arrogance, but it's just this healthy confidence that I'm attracted
to.
Especially in a woman. Like, that's just serious for me, if nothing else. I mean, you can, because I know women who have the booties, that has the smiles, that has the good looks, their hair is banging, and they just don't have no confidence in themselves. And I'm just like, I don't even give them a second look. So definitely
right,
the confidence.
I know that's right, Joe. Preach, boy. Better preach.
And that's why my two hosts, two of the hosts on the show, that they are just so beautiful. Because that Heather and that Deidre, you can't tell them nothing.
You so rank.
Can't tell them nothing. But they nice about it, though. They nice about it. Deidre not nice about short men.
Oh, how nice I am.
Huh?
I said, say that again, how nice I am.
You nice about it with your confidence, Miss Heather.
Thank you, Joey.
But Deidre is not nice to short men, though.
I am nice to short men.
Yeah.
I am. I'm really nice. I'm very friendly.
Yep, she's so nice, they going to hit it twice.
Okay. So for those of you who are just joining in, you can get down with us. And you can do so by calling 760-683-2662. Call in, press the number 1 so that you can talk to us. Okay. Now, what y'all don't know is that Jeff gets put in the corner quite often, okay? And I'm getting ready to send him back, and I'm feeling like Q is going to go to the corner a couple of times this season. So y'all just...
What?
When y'all feel like Q or Joey or Jeff needs to go to the corner, just call me and let me know, because I'll put him there. Again.
Oh, my goodness. What do we need to go to the corner for? For what?
Because you'd be acting up. And I said so. Is there anything else?
Heather just acted up a few minutes ago. He didn't put her in the corner.
Well, Heather doesn't go in corners.
I'm about to say, women on this show don't go in corners.
Whoa.
Get it together.
While
Q is pondering how he may end up in the corner before tonight is out, we're going to get a question or comment from Ann from Maryland. Ann, what's your question or comment? Well, my comment is, you said what makes a man just so, what is it that just makes him just, that makes your just juices going? And I have to agree, one, it's confidence. But it's also a very well put together, smell good man that, yes, has to be over 6'4". Yes. I mean, if you come into a room, and I'm like you, I do wear 4-inch heels all the time. But if you come into a room and see a man in a suit that is tailored, that is put together, and not hanging off of him, just fitting exactly right, you walk past him and you smell, and he's just like, And then, you know, he talks and he doesn't say, hey, shorty. He's like, hello, how are you? That's it. I'm done. I'm falling out.
Right. Now, see, now, hold up now, Ann. Now, I totally agree with you. I just said that if he walk in with confidence, he can get the number. Now, if he have all that you just described, don't tell the church people, but he can get it.
Yeah. I'm going to shout
it
all around him and just that.
You know what, Ann? I was liking you. You know what, Ann? I was liking you from when you first got on the phone and you was talking about juices flowing and you had the
and
nice little voice.
Shout around him.
But as soon as you said he got to be 6'4", I don't even like you no more. I appreciate you calling, but I
don't
even like you.
Don't do that. You got to understand, I am 5'9", and I wear heels all the time.
I mean,
you
got to
understand, I'm 5'9", and I wear heels all the time.
But
and
then
you
don't have to discriminate against the under 6 foot brothers. I'm just saying.
Q.
And again, high five.
You know I'm sending you, Q. I'm 5'9". You want me to tell? Okay, let me say this. I did date a guy that was short. He was 5'2".
Whoa.
So every time we danced, I couldn't. Then I had pictures where we took pictures and we had to sit down. I had to sit down and he had to stand up.
And, baby, I understand
that
you like to
shortest
give a charity. But let's not do 5'2", okay?
He was 5'2", and I thought because, and my girl said, girl, you know, you got to sometimes good things come in small packages. So I said,
your
well,
girl
you know what?
Stop lying like that to you.
Yeah, and they did. They set me up big time because I'm like, I can't. When we went places together, he was uncomfortable because we couldn't stand up and take pictures. I always had to sit down or I'd take my shoes off. I'm just like, no, just don't do it. So you've got to be 6'4" and above. The top of your chin has to touch the top of my head.
But see, first
and
of all,
that's 6'4"? Okay. He can't be
that's
6? He can't be 6'1"?
He can be, he has to be very confident because I'm going to wear my heels regardless.
I want you to wear your heels. I like the.
I'm going to wear my heels regardless.
Yeah, wear your heels. Yes. Well, women, wear your heels because it do something to them legs and it hike up them hips and that butt. Wear them heels. It's sexy.
And the calves. Can't forget the calves.
Yeah.
And the thighs. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's probably one of the most attractive things about women, if they wig it.
A sick calf.
Now let's say this. Now I understand that that's sexy by the woman, but also the woman has to know how to walk in heels.
Hey, come on, you're preaching now. Hey, glory.
And if you don't wear peep toes, make sure your toes is polished. You don't want
that. Hey, you know what? Oh my goodness, and I'm liking you again. You know what? You're my friend again because you.
Ann is a Dallas Cowboy fan, so you know.
Yes, I am.
Oh, now you have told. Okay, can someone mute her? Just mute her.
Why are you gonna mute me?
Oh, you know what's attractive about a woman? A very attractive woman to me does not like the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, come on.
Oh, really? You know, you go straight to the corner right now.
Go to the corner, Joey.
Go to the corner.
That is unattractive, like them cowboys.
Don't take nothing. Go straight to the corner.
That is unattractive. I am so sorry. And thank you for calling Amongst Friends. We appreciate you. Please call back. Please call back anytime. But never, never, never share that you like the Cowboys.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
You know what? It just came to mind. For dudes, this is turn on. If you like sports, if we run across a female who knows sports, any particular sport, whether it be basketball, football, baseball, if she knows the game and she knows the players, that's an instant turn on. That is an instant turn on.
But it's a turn on, and it's also a turn off for some guys, because I know my sports, and on Super Bowl or the playoffs, yes, it's cool for the guy to want his girl there, but he'd rather hang out with his boys, and she's serving the drinks or whatever and sitting over the side while her girl's talking about the game. But he doesn't really want you up underneath him during his football time.
It depends on what man you got.
Underneath him.
So.
It depends. It depends on what kind of man you're dealing with. It depends. And then it depends on what kind of sports watcher you are. And where do you reside, Anne? And please don't
house.
Say don't no
mm-hmm.
don't say you live in you don't live in the DMV, do you?
Yeah, I live in Maryland.
Well, see, that's why nobody don't want to watch the game with you, because you from Maryland. You like Dallas.
Well, actually, I'm not from Maryland. I just moved to Maryland from Virginia. I just moved to Maryland.
Oh,
so,
okay. Are you from Texas?
Country.
No.
I know why Deidre likes the because Deidre's from Texas, so she gets a pass. That's why she's still attractive.
Now, I'm going to tell you how I began to like the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
when
God,
I
don't want, I'm sorry.
No,
I don't
we
want
don't
to
want
to
hear that. We don't want to hear that.
You don't
want to
hear that story?
We don't
want to
hear
that story.
I'm going to tell you anyway. I love the Dallas Cowboys. Deal with it.
I'm putting her
well,
on mute.
And you put me on mute, you're going straight to the corner.
Right. Straight to the corner.
I heard a whoop in the background. Who's in the clown car? Who did this?
Me.
Oh, I thought it was a clown car. Heard.
You know what?
Oh my goodness!
To the corner.
Oh
my. Deidre,
get us back on track. Get us back on track.
I want to put this out there. I think that this is a definite turn on. If it's for women and for men, a nice hairstyle that fits the person's face well.
Yeah.
I could
see that around
okay.
the
way. Well, no, I agree with that. Like, I don't like men without hair. I don't like bald heads. That don't like what we're
like.
I love
a bald head.
Well,
like, see, that right
there,
that's a turnoff to me.
Really?
We ain't going to meet.
See, I don't like that man with all that hair on that Rick Ross hair stuff. Just
like the dudes who like their grizzlies on their face.
That
no, I'm not necessarily into. I just like hair on a man. And once you have some hair on your head, even if it's a little shadow, you got to have some hair.
Mm-hmm. I like a bald man.
Yeah.
I don't want you looking like the flying monkeys on the Wiz with all that hair.
I like it when the weed is so freshly applied, it still got the receipt.
Steph, cut it out. You know what I
mean. Oh, my God. Did he say with the receipt on it? You're so
he just
silly.
Able to weave.
Ooh.
Oh, Deidre, how do you know when you're in lust or in love?
Well, here are signs of lust. Signs of lust is you're totally focused on a person's looks and their body. You're interested in having sex but not in having conversations. You'd rather keep the relationship on a fantasy level and not discuss real feelings. You want to leave soon after sex rather than cuddling or breakfast the next morning. And last but not least, you are lovers but not friends. Now, here are the signs of love. You want to spend quality time together other than sex. You get lost in conversations and forget about the hours passing. You want to honestly listen to each other's feelings and make each other happy. He or she motivates you to be a better person, and you want to get to meet his or her family and friends. Y'all got all that?
Yeah, so how many times have you been in love, and how many times have you been in lust?
I stay in lust. I ain't going to even lie.
Seriously?
All the time. I do. There was a coworker of mine. She brought her brother by, and she was just introducing him. He was from Kuwait. You know, he just got back from Kuwait. And he came around, you know, I was sitting around the corner, and she was introducing him to someone, and he flashed these perfect pearly white teeth, and I was like, what you doing there, boy? Let me talk to you for a second. So I can truly appreciate a good-looking man.
That is not what you said. That is,
you can appreciate a good-looking man. That's subjective.
You probably said some full X-rated expletive words.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Q. Tell us about Deidre, Q. Tell us.
Oh, my goodness. He ain't no come here, boy. Let me talk to you. Please.
I didn't say it loud enough for him to hear it.
Please. Please.
So when you're attracted to somebody like that, you don't say anything to them?
It depends. We'll see. Sometimes. And sometimes I don't.
You should always say what's on your mind.
You probably shouldn't always say what's on your mind.
Because if I always said
what was on my mind, there'd be a lot of people that don't like me.
That's true. Yeah, but you have to be respectable about it. But even though is there such thing as lustfully respect? You know, is there such a thing or respectfully lust, whatever? You can't be tactless.
I think you can be respectful. You can be respectfully lust. I think, you know, there's a way that you can sometimes do things if you need to make a comment or if you need to, you could do it, you know, through a joke, make it lighthearted or whatever like that, though.
But
if you're really attracted to her, you should have been something that you're single and you want to be in a relationship.
Okay, I can't hear what y'all saying. Okay. Here, you go sit in the corner. Just what you say?
That's terrible.
I think what everybody.
This is first show, and this man getting put in the corner.
Okay, act it up.
If you feel that you are lusting after someone, you should be able to say something respectfully to the person that you are lusting after. If you need an example, it's pretty much what happened in Boomerang, the movie Boomerang. Eddie Murphy would see the young lady, tilt his head to the side, you'd hear the dog come out, his head would go upright, he'd think for a minute, he'd approach, and he'd say something slick. And that's how you pull it off.
So you couldn't be like the ladies' man and say, "Hey, sweet thing, I like to take a bite out of your butt."
You could say that. Because
that's where his mind is.
Well, I mean, that's true. You can. But here's the thing. If you truly a gambling man and you really trying to get put on, yeah, that's not going to come out of you. You can do that. You can do that in the club where, you know, the percentages are high that you're going to say that stuff you know, five times, and you might get a dance, you know, three out the five times. But if you're trying to get put on, nah, you're not gonna, no. You gotta be clever, fella. You gotta give them the flavor that they savor, neighbor. You gotta come with it, son.
Oh my God!
I just need you to do better, Jeff. It's 2013. That's all. Just do better. Yeah. One of the comments in the group was, someone said, "I've been in love twice. When I figured out that you could fall into lust while being in love, I cried a little." And she cried because it made her sad, because that wasn't what she was taught. Can we all say a collective all?
What? Say that again.
She said that she's been in love twice, but then when she figured out that you could fall into lust while being in love, she cried a little.
Mm.
Okay.
Now, was that
Jeff,
was that,
Jeff, how many times have you been in love?
Wow. I could probably say a good four times.
And Deidre, you never been in love. It's always been lust.
No. Based on what I just spoke to y'all, I've been in love a couple of times. Like
okay.
5, 7, 8, 9.
And what did that feel like for you, Deidre? I'm interested. What does being in love for Deidre feel like?
Okay, first of all, where the hell are you trying to go with this, Joey? I mean, you trying to throw shade this way?
I'm not trying to throw. Listen, Deidre, I'm not trying to throw shade, but I mean, I just want to know what it means like, because I know how you feel. You know, you always let sexual freaky Deidre out of the cage. I know when you want to throw down, when you want to wrap your legs around, when you want to get your potty scrub on. I know that, Deidre. I know that, Deidre. But I never get to hear the softer side of Deidre. So to hear you say that you've been in love, it piques my interest, so I just want to hear what that looks like. I don't know why Deidre had to bust out laughing. I was asking a genuine question.
Hey, you over there laughing? Hey, be serious.
What a nacho.
Been in love, you know, caring about their well-being and wanting the best and seeing myself and then, you know, seeing the future with them and wanting to create a baby and, you know, and support them for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I was just asking a question.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
What is the wow for, Heather? Like, what is wrong with y'all?
No, I'm not saying wow about you. I'm just saying wow about the being in love. I mean, I thought, you know, you said a few times. So I'm thinking, okay, cool. Like, Jeff gave me the number 4. You said 5, 6, 7, 8. I was just saying, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you did say 5, 6, 7, 8. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I didn't think I'm
in love. Eight
yeah,
because,
Deidre, you seem a little hard on men.
No, actually, truth be told, my bark is a whole lot louder than my bite. I'm a little bit more softer than y'all think I am.
Been in love prior to marriage?
Huh?
Ask Joey, had he been in love prior to marriage?
Oh, yeah. I've been in love probably 100 times.
Wow.
Definitely.
He said he's been in love 100 times. I mean.
I said, wow.
She said, wow. I heard her say, wow. But it's real. I mean, it's not 100, but I've definitely been in love a lot. I'll say that. Maybe not 100, but I've been in love. And you know what? I know a lot of people kind of shy away from being in love and falling in love, but I embrace it. Now, it sucks falling out of love or when the person you in love, you fell in love with don't love you, but just in the context of what we're speaking, I have definitely, because I love it, I embrace it, I enjoy it, just that feeling of longing and desire, and you just enamored with this person, and you want to be romantic, you want to make them smile, you love their company. I enjoy the feeling that you get. I embrace the butterflies. Something about falling in love makes you see a person in a different light. It makes you see their flaws as perfection, so to speak. Like, there's no perfect person, but just when you're in love, like, you can, their flaws just seem like diamonds to you.
That's a little bit more in lust, because I don't think that their flaws are as diamonds, but I do feel like that you can handle it differently. You take
exactly.
it with a grain
but what
of
I mean
it doesn't
by flaws
affect
is,
you the same way.
But what I mean by flaws is not the kind of things like the negative things about a person.
You
when I say
to
flaws,
be poetic, Heather. Come on, let that boy go.
Because I'm not letting him go when flaws, you're not going to change what the word means.
That's what I'm saying. People always go to flaws meaning like the negative things, but more so the flaws are the things that people don't necessarily would consider beautiful or would consider perfected. As they look for flaws in diamonds. When I see a diamond, because I'm not looking at it at a microscope, I don't really see the flaws. I just see this thing as a diamond. It's beautiful, you know, but you get to inspecting it a little bit deeper, you'll see some of the flaws in it. And that's what I'm saying. When I say flaws, I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about when people be so deep in love or so deep in lust, as you stated, that they can't see that this person is an alcoholic and they're abusive or what have you. I'm not talking about those types of flaws, but just the things like where somebody might not see, just for example, I'm being silly, but somebody might not see someone with a trick knee as attractive. But or a lazy eye. Their lazy eye. You might not see somebody with a lazy eye as attractive, but somebody in love with that person think that lazy eye is the most beautiful thing in the world.
Well, no, I get that, but I also think to the same extent, when I don't necessarily think negative when you say a flaw. I just think it is a deficiency. But, I mean, that's just like the person. I think everybody has their strengths and their weaknesses.
That's true.
And
that's
so
true.
Whatever the person has, I believe that love does what it's supposed to do. It covers that.
Yeah, yeah.
It sees that through a different light. And, I mean, the best comparison for me is if you have children, like, you know when your child is bad or you know when they're hard-headed or they've done something, but it doesn't change how you feel about them because they're yours, you love them, you care about them, and so you handle the deficiencies, the flaws a certain way. So I think in relationships, you know, it may be very irritating for some people for somebody to snore, but when you're in love, you get beyond that. You get beyond stupid stuff, like, I don't know. Stuff that people do that, you know, that you just don't like, you let it go.
Yeah.
You let it go.
Because you see the bigger picture.
Right.
Or at least you should when you're truly in love. I'm sorry, I'm getting comfortable. I like to get comfortable when I'm getting in amongst friends mode. So I had to get my robe and everything.
Okay,
sip on my bubbly.
I
didn't know
all that. Just
sip on my bubbly. I'm sorry. All right,
I don't be wearing underwear under that robe. Jeez.
Don't be worrying what I got on. Just know I got my Nautica robe.
You the one who's talking about you had to get comfortable.
I did. You got it. This is conversation for the grown and sexy.
Right.
Come on.
So
it's not. It's grown and sexy conversation. It's grown and sexy conversation, and I'm getting comfortable because grown and sexy people don't be wearing their monkey suit when they want to talk, when they're talking late at night. So if y'all listening, get comfortable. Grown and sexy. Pull up, got my nice little bubbly, and I'm chilling. Let's get back to the conversation. Love and love.
Right. Now, before we get back to that conversation, because you took us for a long minute, how about you call in? Because I know you're listening, because I'm getting text and I'm getting some IM.
Me too.
So go ahead and call in, 760-683-2662, and tell us what's on your mind. Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
I know you're not getting ready to ask me that question, Joey, so.
Yes, I was.
No, you're not either.
Heather, have you ever been in love?
Funny, Josh.
What happened?
That was Joey.
I think that was
that
Deidre
was
laughing.
Love Joey Heather that was laughing at you like that.
No, that was Deidre.
What?
Of course I've been in love before.
Just one time?
Mm-mm.
Well, how many times, Heather?
I'm a fight Deidre. She about to go to the corner.
Honestly, when I think about the relationships that I've been in and the people that I've dealt with, relationship or not, I think probably with all truth and honesty and clarity, I can say I've been in love 3 times in my life. And yeah, that's it. Like 3 times. And one time was, like, so ridiculous. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. I don't know if I ever told y'all this story. Like, my family and everybody who's known me for more than 10 years or knew me back then, like, we laugh about it now, but it was so not a laughing matter when it happened. I dated this guy, and he was well-known, and I didn't know that everybody knew him or knew who he was, but we started dating, and I was all in love, and I'll never forget one night, you know, I came home, I'm sitting on the steps talking to my dad, telling him, like, I really want to go out with him. My father's like, why he want to take you out? Well, where y'all going to go? I'm like, he wants to go to the zoo. Like, it's all laid out, planned. And my oldest brother and my youngest brother were there, and they were like, no, you ain't dating him. And the last thing my brother walked away and said, my youngest brother, he was like, I'm telling you the building is on fire, and you still want to go in the building. Needless to say, we started dating, we get in a relationship, and Heather is in love, honey. Love. Like, the long conversations, everything. It's good. And what I have to say is he treated me well. He was a gentleman, very good. And one day he came to me, and I understood. He explained, like, we can't be together anymore. It wasn't an argument. It wasn't anything to it. We just can't be together. And he explained why, and I understood why. It made sense. It wasn't like it was evil or that we stopped being friends or he mistreated me, because he took good care of me. But when I tell you Heather could not get herself together, the crying that went on, I wouldn't watch TV, I wouldn't listen to the radio. The only thing I would do was go to church, read the Bible, and watch videos of, like, preaching and church, gospel, singing concerts. Like, I had scriptures all over the wall, on my door, on the mirror in the bathroom, on my clothes in my closet. This is how crazy it was. I had index cards with, like, scriptures and inspirational sayings on each item of clothing in my closet.
Damn.
That's how sickening it was. Like, I adored him. He was, like, absolutely top of the line, top shelf, 100%. And so, I mean, I understood it. It wasn't like, you know, I never raised to, like, fight something. You know, it was always like, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with them. When people don't choose you, you know, we all have a choice. Like, you like Pepsi, you like Coke. But when I tell you my heart was in a thousand pieces, that was, like, the first love experience. And I was just like, oh, my God. I mean, it's funny now, but back then, when the way I cried about it, like, I wouldn't even ride in the front seat that night home with my dad. It was just me and my dad. And he kept saying, why are you crying? I couldn't even, like, fix my mouth to say it was. And this went on for probably about a month and a half. And my family just kind of, like, let me go through it. And then it was over. And, I mean, to this day, we're friends. We're cool. You know, he looks out for me. And, you know, everything is fine. But
is he
that was
call
my
in?
Love experience where I had to find myself.
Is he
going to
call
it? Is he going
to
call
it? Let me say this. Jeff, that's the number that you have on that post-it. Don't do that.
Oh, you already gave him a post-it?
Yes. I don't play with y'all no more. It will not be no calling in going on season 3 of Amongst Friends.
Oh.
It won't be none of that.
Do you hear that, Joey? It won't be none of that.
Oh, no. You getting it this season, Deidre. I'm just not going to do it on the first show.
Say this, I'm just going to, this is a sidebar and it has absolutely nothing to do with the show, but I've already won one bet with Deidre already, and we're not even into the second week of the show.
What bet did we, wait a minute.
That trick bag you tried to throw me in? Look how God will turn it around for you. Yes, he will.
Hey, go ahead.
Really,
preach that. Really? Hey, glory. Hey,
y'all. Jeff, let me tell you. So if that number calls, I want you to put it on through. I want you to turn everybody else's mic off. How about that?
If I was going to say on the
number
radio.
Is, 760-683-2662. I believe we have another caller that's been waiting in the queue. So,
hello,
Susie from Texas. What's your question or comment?
Our question is, my husband and I is. Can you be in love by yourself? Is that love?
Can you what?
If you're in a relationship, and because I think that was Heather I was just speaking before I called, and I got to thinking, it sounded like she was in love by herself. And when you're in a relationship, is it even possible to be in love by yourself? Is that love or is it lust?
What gives you the impression that I was in love by myself?
Your reaction to how you took being hurt or the relationship ending. You said you were treated well, but then your breakdown or how everything was, you were devastated, right? So you said you were treated well. It was a mutual agreement. Go ahead.
You need to turn. Can you turn your radio down?
My radio isn't up.
Somebody has
can
the radio.
Can you hear me now? That's my phone.
I'm
that's
reverb.
Going.
Yeah.
It's my phone. Can you hear me now? Is it reverb?
Yeah, I can
hear
you. I think the difference is that I wasn't in love by myself. The relationship ended, and I just didn't share why. Only because if I shared those details, it would something else needed to take place. And so people needed to move and some distance needed to be had. So the relationship ending was understandable, but that didn't make it any easier. So it's like it becomes a time where you have to walk away from something, not because you want to, but because you have to for the next step or for the next level.
Okay.
So my reaction to not being able to be with him doesn't mean that his reaction wasn't the same.
Okay, so
my
question, and I appreciate, I thank you for doing that. My question came from the sharing of, from you sharing your experience, but it's a legitimate question because I've heard other people feel as though, you know, I love him or I love her and I don't think they love me. And, they think they're in love. That's what I'm saying. Is it even, did you call that love if two people are together and one person is in love and the other not so much?
Oh, yeah,
well,
you can definitely.
Because me being in love with you is not based on whether or not you're in love with me. Whether or not we're in a relationship is based on whether or not you're in one with me. But being in love with you is not based on you, or it's not predicated. I don't have to have permission to love somebody. That me loving them is shown in how I treat them, how I cover them, how I live, how I honor them, not in whether or not they give that back to me. Now, whether or not that love can sustain itself if it's not reciprocated or built and flourished on is something else, but it's possible to happen.
So is there a difference between loving someone? What would you say the difference is between loving someone and being in love with them? What is the difference?
Well, let me answer your first question, and that is, yes, you can be in love by yourself. The direct terminology for that is unrequited love or love not returned. So there can be someone that you are completely enamored with and you love them and you have strong feelings towards them and they don't feel the same way, or they might not even return the love to you. So, yes, it's definitely possible. As a matter of fact, people do it all the time. Then the second question you asked is, what's the difference between loving someone and being in love with someone? A lot of people will argue this fact, but I'll just say it like this. Loving someone is the actions towards expressing your feelings. Feelings are something that you can't see or touch, but you just feel them. But so you express those feelings through the way you treat them, as Heather, you know, she just said, is how you think about them, what you do for them, those type of things to express your love. And to be in love with someone can be as low or as shallow as those butterfly feelings that people have. And I'm saying shallow not in the surfacey type of way, but just looking at the spectrum of love, like the butterfly feelings are at the bottom, and then at the top, you in love with someone means that you are fully aware of your feelings, your thoughts, your actions toward them, and you're right there in the moment. You are consciously right there with them. You are awake in your love for this person. You are awake in their touch. You are awake in the way they kiss you. You are awake and aware of how they make you feel when you make love to this person. It is a totally incredible experience that you are right there with them when you're in love with someone. And when you fall out of love with that person, that means either you have walked away or you have fell asleep, and you can be having sex with this person and you can be somewhere else in the world. They can be kissing you and you feel nothing. So, I mean, that's just what I think is the difference between loving and being in love.
Well, all right. I thank you. That was very thorough. I'm exhausted. I appreciate it. And I'm done. That's my time.
Did you say exhausted?
She did.
No.
Hello?
Okay.
I'm right here.
Is that a good exhausted?
I think it was a good exhausted. I think she appreciated that.
Right, because you were very thorough.
Thank you. I tried.
You lined it up, set it down, and did what you had to do.
Yeah, you got to put some oil on that bad boy.
But is there anything wrong with just being in love? Do you have to always be in love?
I don't think there's anything wrong with being in
love. I don't think anything wrong with that. No. You said in lust or in love?
In lust.
In lust.
No, I don't think
there's
a problem with it. And if there is a problem with it, I'm in trouble.
So what's why do people shy away from that? Why when someone says, oh, you just lusting after him or you lusting after her, why do we act like we don't want to hear that, we don't want to feel that?
If I'm saying this right, there's a bad connotation sometimes with lust.
Yeah.
And there's a, you know, it's that happy feeling, that joy, that if you are in love, that you're in a relationship. It's not just a.
But you're right. See, where you're going with that, Jeff, is exactly where I want to land. You don't necessarily have to automatically want to have sex with somebody to be in lust, and to be in love or to have love does not require a relationship.
Right, but everybody has, I think everybody comes programmed with those bad definitions, and there's nobody adding definition B and C and D to those two words. And until that starts to happen, then there won't be any other way to look at love or lust. They'll just keep on doing the same thing.
I got you.
Well, you know that lust comes with a whole lot of what was said earlier, negative connotations. And I would also say maybe sinful. But it's,
absolutely.
It's okay to be in lust with a person, you know, because I'm in lust with mine, and I tell her all the time. I see her as a sexual object. Okay, it's fine.
Your girl?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I tell her all the time, and I tell she's gonna.
You know what? I think it's where your lust is directed that becomes a problem. Or, well, two things. Where your lust is directed and how you express your lust. I think that's where the problem lies. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a lust, which is strong desire. I don't think there's anything wrong with it because, again, it's an emotion, it's a feeling. I think the problem comes when where your lust is directed and how you go about expressing it is where the problem comes for me. But, like, you know, Quentin, he's lusting after his woman and he expresses to her that she is a sexual object. That's awesome. I think that's an awesome thing because, you know, everybody wants to be, it's going to sound creepy, but people want to be desired. People want to be lusted
absolutely
after. So I don't think, you know, I thought about, you know, people want to be lusted after. It sounds creepy, but it's not. Like you said, it's not a creepy thing. It's not a bad thing. But I think it becomes a problem where it's directed. Like, so lust becomes a problem if there are people who are lusting after somebody that don't belong to them. And then they go out about.
There's nothing wrong with you lusting after somebody who don't belong to you. Just lust.
But I didn't finish.
What you do with that is where the
problem comes in. But I didn't finish. But I didn't finish. And then I said, you go about expressing that lust to that person that does not belong to you. So you don't stop being attracted to people just because they become in a relationship or they get married or what have you. You don't stop seeing them as attractive if they're attractive, but you also you lust after them and that's fine, but then you start expressing that lust knowing that this person is taken or knowing that they're married, that becomes a problem. Or when people lust after or unhealthy strong desires, like people who lust after children, like you know, or people who lust after animals and things like that, this is where it becomes unhealthy. Lust in and of itself is not bad, but it's the direction or where you are directing this lust, and then how you go about expressing it is where the problem comes. And that's just my opinion.
No, absolutely. I mean, I agree with that. I think you have to be mindful of how, I mean, but it's the same thing with love. You know, you mm-hmm. can't just walk up to somebody and say, you know what, I love you, and I'm going to do this because
right.
I love you, and I want to do this because I love, like, it doesn't work that way. So.
That's
yeah.
I definitely agree, but I think that it is true that people want to be, you know, praised or desired or feel
yes.
that there's
yeah.
a level of attraction for them in an appropriate way and with its limits. So, Deidre, who have you been lusting after lately?
That ain't your business.
Oh, okay. No,
oh,
no,
dang.
You
dang.
Don't have to shame. We'll find out.
No, you won't.
Okay.
I'm not telling. Some things are best left unknown.
So do you think it's appropriate to automatically share your lustful desires with people? Like, it has always irritated me having older brothers when people make comments and say things about them or try to get close to get to them.
Yeah, that's my next task. I'm going to come back and I'm gonna get close to you so I can get with your brother. Okay, I'm joking. I'm joking. That was a joke.
Jeff, you know which one she's talking about, and it's not a joke.
It's not a joke. Oh, my God.
The truth is said in jest.
Oh,
the
boy.
Truth is said in jest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
my God. That'll preach right there.
My Lord. You can't say nothing with these people.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, is anybody in lust right now for someone?
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
You
I
am.
Am.
I am. All
yeah.
the time.
I am. All the time. Yeah, I'm with you.
All the time.
Are you, Jeff?
Yes.
I'm in lust for Jesus.
That's so
you know
lame
what?
And whack.
You know what? Oh, my goodness.
Deidre, get in the corner, Deidre. Get in the corner.
Go ahead, Deidre.
No.
Deidre is
no.
happy with Jesus.
Right.
I'm right with you.
Jesus is not going to give her an orgasm, I can guarantee you that. Or
well,
baby.
He'll give me the two.
And this
orgasm.
Conversation is getting weird.
That's Jesus is evaporating.
Being honest.
Wow.
It's the truth.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to give me the two. And I'm going to work it out.
I don't know,
but you know what? Let me say this. Oh, man, I'm going to go ahead and say it. God created the orgasm.
Hey, amen.
And then he blessed women to be able to have multiple orgasms. So I don't know if that statement is right, Heather. Maybe not in the context that we thought it, but he did create it. He did create it.
And women
are
having multiple.
And he gave y'all multiple. I'm kind of jealous on that front. I'm kind of jealous on that front.
You know what? It makes sense.
You know why?
It does make sense.
Go ahead, Q.
Because when it's getting good, who's the person that you scream out?
Oh,
who do
I? Oh, Jesus. Hold
no,
God.
I don't. No.
Hey, Heather, you said
that's inappropriate.
Hey Heather, is it the same as I don't give praise? Wait, I can't do that with my mouth that I get praised with. Is that the same?
Yes, same as yes.
Lord.
Same as that.
Oh,
also,
God.
Q, you wasn't here. One night we were talking about oral sex, right? And this lady was like, "I am not putting the mouth that I praise Jesus with on a man's penis. I am not going to say hallelujah and suck a man." I mean, she was going in.
Wow.
Well,
Somebody go lay hands on her so she can go take a knee.
But you know what, Q? Where I thought you was going with this, though, was that because orgasms, God gave women multiple orgasms because they have the pain of childbirth, and orgasms release endorphins that help help relieve pain. So that's what I thought you was going with. We were on a totally different page.
It was strictly, you know, when it's getting good and they about to hit that point, they yell out, "Oh Jesus, oh God, my Lord, hallelujah, come on now." Men do it, and women do it. That's all I'm saying. And I don't think it's any. Maybe it's inappropriate to some. But you know what other word can you say when you're at that point?
I'm gonna call your name.
You can call my name too. But I don't know. But hey, listen, I was on this website and it states the top 10 turn-ons. Y'all ready? Okay.
Ready.
The first, and I want y'all opinions on it. The first top 10 turn on is sexy perfume and cologne. Agree?
I can see that. I agree.
You can see that? Okay. Number two, sense of humor. Like a person has to have a sense that has to make you laugh. Some people find that sexy. Or turn on. Yes, no. Come on, if a person makes you laugh, that's like an icebreaker.
Yeah, but I wouldn't necessarily run to a chick that can make me laugh. Like I want to get at her, you know? Like Adele Given? No.
Adele Given?
But no, no.
Okay. Number three, listening skills. You got to turn on. Because listening skills can add to a good conversation. And most people love a good conversationalist. Right? Well,
but I don't think that's a turn on. That's just a plus.
Well, I'm just going by to what this.
Man, where did you get that bogus list from?
It doesn't matter. Okay. Number four, apparel and clothing.
A what?
I'm going to turn on this is apparel, clothing. The way the person dresses. Come on, that's not a turn on.
No.
Y'all suck. I'm not telling y'all no more than y'all suck.
Ooh.
Don't be like that. Go on with your list, man.
No.
Don't get this.
Okay, it says number five, smile. A person smile.
That's true.
Number six, proper voice volume. Like a person who sounds like, you know, Barry White.
Or whispering sweet nothings in your ear.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I like a deep talking man. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Another turn on is, where did it say intellect?
Yes, that is definitely a turn on.
And another one says, when y'all go to dinner and the person covers the bill. Is
that's
that
a turn on?
That's a turn on.
That ain't a turn on.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. He can save me. What is that?
somebody said, baby, I take this bill for you. I'll pay for dinner. Like, oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll give him some. Had it been nasty.
No.
Oh, my God. Girl, he bought me tiramisu.
Ooh, I was so turned on. Not. Anywho, there is 15 minutes left in the call, so you still have time to call in and be a part of the first show in 2013. That number is 670-683-2662. So call in.
Yeah.
Let us know what's going on.
So I want to throw some names out there, and we'll see if they turn on or turn off. Is that cool?
That's perfect.
Okay.
Cool.
Denzel Washington.
Turn off.
He needs to turn on or turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Denzel is only attractive to me in certain instances. Like Training Day, oh, I'd take him to the cleaners. But all them other times, I can give or take. Like, he got to be talking a certain way, walking a certain way for me to really be feeling the Denzel. He's not a turn on to me.
Okay.
Deidre?
I said, he's not a turn-on or a turn-off.
Okay.
Turned off, on.
Megan Good.
Off.
Who?
Megan Good. I don't know what all the hoofla be about with her.
Megan Good. I think the thing with Megan Good
turn
is
on, turn on, turn on, turn on.
She got the lips. She got the
lips. That's it. Hands down, that's it. Point blank, period.
I'm
going to
have to go back and look.
Yeah. That's pure lust. That is not love. That is lust.
Okay.
Pure lust.
Okay, what else?
Okay. Morris Chestnut.
Turn off.
Why?
He don't do nothing for me.
Nothing.
And I love a jet black man with some hair, but I just don't, I don't get him.
I don't either.
Okay. Cat Williams.
Turn off.
You just dried up Arizona.
What?
Dang.
Okay, Dwight Howard from the Los Angeles Lakers.
You further dried up Arizona.
Right.
Dang.
I mean, who likes these men?
Dang.
Wow. Okay. Trying to find a winner with the ladies. Rick Ross.
Hell no.
No.
Wow.
Okay. Let's go to a fan favorite. Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, he turns me on.
AKA The Rock.
Completely off.
I love it.
Heather, really?
Yes. First of all, he's red. And then all that bone structure in his face,
I love it.
Okay. Ben
Heather,
Diesel.
Heather, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Heather, who's a turn on to you? Give me
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Idris Elba. When I tell you, if I ever get an opportunity, the truth, and all the saints can cut the radio off now, I'm going to screw him till my legs break and my jaw goes limp from doing everything I can to that man. He is the turn on.
Okay.
Yes. I will say, and I didn't add this earlier, but an English accent.
Yes. And when he talks in that accent, he's such a gentleman about it. It's like,
Jesus.
You know, but you know who else is attractive to me and is a turn on in the weirdest kind of way, but it goes back to the lips, the complexion, and the V? Jamie Foxx. Now, he irritates me sometimes when he's silly, but he's a turn on.
Jamie Foxx will always be a love for me. And then
and he likes thick women.
And then a shot in the movie where it exposed some parts. I bless God for all of that right there. Yes.
Why do we got to bless God for exposed parts?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go. Jennifer Lopez.
No, she don't do much.
Back in the day, she used to.
Okay. Halle Berry.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Turn on. Not with all this baby daddy drama going on right now, but just her being almost 50 and still, yeah, yep.
Okay. How about Takara?
Who?
Takara. She was a couple of years back. She was a plus size model that was.
Oh, from America's Next Top Model. Yeah. She's beautiful. Turn on for me.
Okay. How about this one? Jill Scott.
Absolute 100%. I would become a polygamist for Jill Scott. Because she got the total package, beautiful smile, nice breast, can sing, sexy, confident, thick, even though I was kind of mad she lost a lot of her weight, I was a little mad about that, but she's still pulling it off. Yep, definite turn on. Definite.
What happened
to Q? You don't like Jill Scott? I guess not. Maybe the cat got his tongue. I'm sorry. I love Jill Scott. Jill Scott could get it twice on Sundays in church.
Okay, what about Monique?
No. No way.
Really?
No way.
Why?
I'm surprised you said really.
She don't do nothing. She don't do nothing for me.
No.
I like her attitude. I don't like her foul mouth though, but her attitude I've always liked.
Yeah, she always to me represented that quote unquote big girl that I never did like, the one that had the attitude that the whole world was against her and there was no real men out there because nobody was choosing her. They just wanted to choose the skinny girls. That type of attitude on a big woman, on a big girl is just, it's not attractive at all.
And he gets old real quick.
Really?
I'm like, okay, move on. It's time to pick something else to laugh at.
So you're saying if she had a personality like Jill Scott, y'all would like her?
Well, no, because she's not attractive. Her face is not attractive to me anyway. She was never known.
No, there's no comparison between her and Jill Scott.
None whatsoever.
She don't even. No.
She's not in her league. She's not in Jill Scott's league.
Oh, I said her personality. Jeez.
No, I like Monique's personality. I just don't like her foul mouth. I do think Monique is attractive, but that mouth of hers just. That messes her up every time.
Hey, have y'all ever watched her show when it was on BET?
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Exactly.
It was just too loud. It felt like she was screaming.
Yeah.
Her tone about it all was just like, ew. Calm down, smoke a blunt, and go to sleep.
Okay, what about Angela Bassett?
Sexy. Yes, all day. Especially when she was Anime Bullock. Anime Bullock.
I don't know who else to pick to throw up there for the ladies. They kind of rough right now. I don't know.
Okay, here's my ultimate lust bunny. And she passed away, God rest her soul. But Phyllis Hyman, my lord.
Really?
Yes. Oh, total YES.
It's the lady from the Popeyes commercial. We talking about her food all the time.
I'm done with you, Jeff. Jeff, I am done with you. I am done with you for the rest of my life, dude.
Ooh,
oh my God.
What the hell?
If she put a chicken wing in front of me, with her rent, what?
With the 13 spices.
Oh yeah! Like,
Oh my God! She did not say the
Papa. You tripping? Go to bed. Say night night.
I would have to say it's a couple of, but Sophia Vergara off of Modern Family, especially she can't even talk proper. Like her Spanish is so thick. Oh man. That is one fine. Oh my goodness! Yes. Then Regina King, she gonna always be in my top. Nia Long gonna always be in my top. Kerry Washington. Oh man.
Know who I had the pleasure of meeting one time and she blew me away?
Who?
What is her? Oh my God. She was in Stormy Weather. What is her name? Oh my God.
Lena Horne.
I met Lena Horne when I was in high school, fellas. She was like 70-something years old then or 60-something. She was bad. I was like, 70-year-old, not supposed to look that good. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
No, Lena Horne was very beautiful.
Yeah, she was.
And Jeff, the people at Facebook are going on you about the Popeyes ladies. I think Deidre had to are gone.
Somebody said the Popeyes commercial lady, you just hungry.
Shame.
Okay.
Shame.
So I have totally loved you guys in this first episode of the season, but it's time to close us out. So here is something for all of our newbies and our old heads who remember the after show. It has come back, but in order to be a part of the after show, you have to call. Otherwise, you will be cut off. So, join us next week for another lively conversation. Same time, same place, same lovely characters. Just take us out.
Bye.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got topics causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D. The technique, we hit you hard from the pew to the street. I'm amongst friends, for the ladies, for the men. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Grown and sexy, baby. Grown and sexy, baby. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Grown and sexy, baby. Grown and sexy, baby.
That was an absolutely
great show. That was good. That was good.
I like that outro, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was hot.
Next week is me, right?
Yes.
You did your thing, baby. You did your thing.
Thank you.
Jeff.
Love you.
Yes.
Jeff, Joe, Deidre.
Yes.
Y'all made my first day beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Thank you for rocking with us, yo.
No problem.
Deidre, can I say what I want to say?
Yeah.
So here's the thing, y'all. I felt so bad today when I got Deidre's email when she said that Kimberly was not going to be joining us. My heart sank.
Yeah, whatever. Your heart ain't did no such thing.
Deidre. I told Deidre not 2 days ago, she's not going to make it. And here we are today.
Why do you think that, Helen?
Do better.
Did you say I told you so?
I told you so. I knew it.
Well, it is what it is. Hey, Jeff, do you know which topic you want to do next week?
No, I'm gonna work on choosing that tomorrow, though. So I will definitely have my topic together tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. When is my first show that I host, Deidre?
Huh?
When is the first show that I host?
The first show that you host is, you come after Jeff. So not next week, but the week after next.
Yeah, I do host February.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah. Now, my question to you is, do you want to go with cheating, or is there one that you want to do first? Do you want to do Are We Living a Lie next, the week after next?
It doesn't matter to me. Whatever y'all want to do, just tell me.
Okay.
Whichever one, just let me know.
Okay. I'll be putting the list together soon. All right, ladies and gents, it was a good night. I appreciate you. The group was hot. The lines
Word.
Were hot. We're off to a good start.
Word.
All right.
Word.
We're out.
All right.
All right, people, y'all be cool.
Later.